So K.J. Jackson has 4 points in the ball game. Second free throw for Jackson is right down the middle. He has five. It's a one-point game. Coyotes in front, 21-20. Tristan Simpson and South Dakota will move right to left. Simpson angles over to the right side. Flips it off to Brandon Armstrong. Up top to Birch Manning. Birch Manning, corner left. Simpson thought about the three, did not fire. Up top, Birch Manning. He'll rise for three. Got it! A three-pointer for Trey Birch Manning. 8 points in the basketball game for Trey Birch Manning. And the Coyotes have extended the lead to four, their largest lead of the night. Right side, Jackson. Jackson guarded by Simpson. Moves to his right. Stripped out of his hands by Birch Manning. Birch Manning nearly pushed out of bounds. He threw it back in, and now a foul on Max Curran. A foul on Max Curran as he stole away the basketball. And it'll be Tristan Simpson going to the line to try to extend the lead for USD. Max Curran commits the foul, and he'll, I think, exit the ball game, and he will. Brandon Horvath is in, also in Jose Placer. Placer will spell K.J. Jackson. 4:44 to go, first half, 24-20. Coyotes by four. Tristan Simpson to extend the lead. Eyes the target, one-and-one chance. First free throw, wouldn't drop, rebound UMBC. Retrievers will move left to right. Coyotes can't take advantage and extend the lead. UMBC with the basketball. Top of the point, Sherburn. Sherburn lobs to the inside, knocked away by Tyler Peterson, and the basketball lost out of bounds. It'll be out on USD. Peterson used every inch that he had in that 6'4" body to knock that basketball free of the much taller Brandon Horvath at 6'10". The Coyotes couldn't recover it. UMBC with the basketball, 10 to shoot. Arkel Lamar, corner right. Backing down Birch Manning. Skips it left side. Across in front of Coach Todd Lee in the Coyote bench. Placer has to fire a long-range three. Off back iron. Ball loose. Kicked up by Arkel Lamar of UMBC. They can reset. Coyotes couldn't get the long rebound. Jose Placer drives right side. Inside. He'll kick it corner left to Lamar. Lamar rises for three. Strong missed everything. Loose ball picked up by Tyler Peterson. And Peterson's up the left sideline. Cut off by a double team. He'll peel around and set up the offense again. Now to Simpson. Corner left. Peterson drives inside. Matt Johns in the lane. Scoop layup. Scores and a foul called. A chance and a three-point play for Matt Johns. The freshman from Australia scores for two. And Matt Johns will have a chance to extend the lead for South Dakota when we come back. 3:48 to go in the first half. South Dakota 26. UMBC 20. This is Coyote Basketball from Learfield. 26-20, South Dakota leads it over UMBC, 3:48 to play in this first half. The Coyotes have the advantage right now, and Matt Johns will go to the free throw line, try to extend the lead to seven if he can connect on a free throw here. So we'll see if he can do that. We'll grab a station ID in just a moment. After the free throw from Matt Johns, we'll get a slowdown here. Johns' free throw on the way. It's off of the back iron. Rebound UMBC. The Retrievers will go left to right, 3:45 to go in this first half. 26-20. Left side onto the wing is Council. Council angles to the right. Placer works onto the high post left. Back up top to Horvath. Horvath swings it over to the right side to Council. Back up Horvath. He'll fire the three. Buried it. Brandon Horvath left open. Buries the three. He's got 6 points and it's 26-23. 3:20 to go. First half. Tristan Simpson to the Coyotes. Move right to left. Simpson hands it off to Brandon Armstrong. Coyotes with the advantage. It's 3 points. Birch Manning to Simpson. Simpson back to Birch Manning. Left side, he traveled. While we change possession, let's pause 10 seconds for station ID. This is South Dakota Coyote Basketball.
Your home for the University of South Dakota Coyotes is KBHT, Vermilion, and Yankton. Your family-owned and locally operated five-star communication station. Classic Hits 106.3.
3 minutes and 2 seconds to go in the first half. Coyotes lead by three. UMBC with the basketball. Near travel, no call. Council right corner three. We're tied at 26. Ricky Council rose up, hit the three with the defender in his face. Buries the triple. It's 26 all with 2:45 to play in the first half. Tristan Simpson between the rings. Bounces over to the right side. The ball kicked away. Tried to reach around to force a bounce pass in. It was kicked away. And now Logan Power is into the game. Tyler Peterson will exit. So the Coyotes get Logan Power back into the game. Power has a three-pointer to his credit here in this one so far. Logan Power to inbound the basketball. Freshly into the basketball game for USD. He'll force it into Tristan Simpson. Simpson top of the point. Works across the top. Now right side, Birch Manning. Long three on the way. Got it, Trey Birch Manning. Buries a three. He has 11 points in this first half to lead South Dakota. And in this game, he has been on fire. 2:25 to play first half. 29-26. Here's Sherburn on the left. High post, corner right, wide open. Arkell Lamar's three-pointer rattled out. Rebound offensive to Jose Placer. He missed the two-foot layup, but he got his own rebound and laid it back in from the left side. What an effort by Jose Placer of UMBC. He got his own board, misfired, got the rebound, misfired, then got his own rebound and put it back up through traffic. Coyotes lead down to 1:29-28. Tristan Simpson right side. Corner right to Logan Power. Gets it into Trey Birch Manning, who lays it off the window and scores. Trey Birch Manning has 13 points. Coyotes lead is 3, 31-28. 1:42 to play first half. Jose Placer between the circles. Placer dribbling with his right hand. Hands it off to the right side to Council, who flips it off to Lamar. Works over to the right wing. Back up top, Sherburn. Shot fake. Drives in the lane all the way. Scoop layup off of the window. Strong. Rebound South Dakota, and the Coyotes have a 5-on-4. As Sherburn fell down on the other end, Birch Manning rises for three. That's off of the back iron. And Matt Johns was just pulled down to the floor, and a foul called on Ricky Council II.